about the time we got stuck in a cemetery.
Yeah, the time we got stuck in the cemetery. We actually went to my great aunt's funeral and my grandma's burial site is, you know, just right down from where she got buried. So we all decided to go, you know, to see her site. It was me, my brother and sister, and a couple cousins and uncles and aunts. We all were there. It got kind of late, and we didn't notice, you know, that we were pretty much the only people there. So, you know, we started heading out. As we were going out, one of my cousins says, "How funny would it be if we get locked in the cemetery?" You know, so, you know, we get to the front gate and it's locked. yeah, so, you know, we got stuck there, and, you know, my mom and my aunt, they all kind of freaked out and got worried. My brother tried to find somebody, you know, within the area. There was a building. He tried going there to see if there was anybody who couldn't help us, and he couldn't. My wife and one of my cousins started calling the cemetery main office, I guess, and they had no luck. My brother decided to jump the fence to see if he can find help, you know, in the main building outside, and he couldn't. It was all closed and nobody was there. So at that point, my wife was able to reach somebody at, I guess, their corporate office or something like that. They reached out to, I guess, the night crew, and, you know, we were there about 30 to 40 minutes waiting for somebody to show up to open up the gate. Finally, they came out, you know, they said, you know, they told us that they had announced that, you know, the gates were getting closed, and, but we didn't hear them. And I guess they didn't see us, that we were still in the, you know, so we had to cut their lunch short. But yeah, that's how we got out of the, you know, being stuck in the cemetery.
What did the night guards say when you got out?
You know, they apologized and they said that, you know, they had checked to make sure, and I guess they didn't see us, and they announced that the gates were being closed, but yeah, we didn't hear.
How did we react? Like, your kids?
Oh, you guys were having a ball. You guys were laughing and joking and, you know, running around. But, you know, I think the adults were mostly the ones worried.
Except.
Like, your grandma and stuff like that.
But except the cousins.
Yeah, I mean, when I say adults, it's like your grandma and your great uncles. And then, like, me and my cousins, we were worried. But, you know, we knew that eventually somebody would show up. You know, so
did you ever try calling the police? Since
they were really close on calling the police, but your mom was able to get a hold of somebody at the corporate office, so we just waited, you know, until they called us back to let us know that they had reached somebody and they were gonna come out and open up the gate for us.
Did you worry about calling the police? Did you think something was going to happen?
No. I mean, we just figured it would be a funny story for them as much as it was for us. I mean, who really gets stuck in a cemetery? I mean, I don't know how common that is, but
guess you can say it's another story.
Yeah, it's just one of many that's happened to us, you know. a lot of stories to be told.
Okay. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.